Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's good. Lamar Jackson back at practice for the Ravens as they get ready in a... say it's do or die, because even if they lose, they're not eliminated, but it puts their playoff chances in the like below 20 percentile.
Yeah, when you're playing Denver or New England at home and then go to Green Bay on a Saturday night, yeah.
And then go to Pittsburgh after that. I mean, the New England game coming up on Sunday night after Cincinnati's the last home game. And one of the big mysteries of this 2025 campaign for the Ravens, well, one of them is they're below 500. Yeah, they've had injuries and weaknesses that we addressed before the year even started. Offensive line, where's the pass rush coming from, became realities. Maybe not to this level, right? I mean,
yeah.
Offensive line, it wasn't necessarily they're going to suck. Where's the depth?
Correct. That was the issue. Where's the depth if somebody got hurt?
But to have guys like Rosengarten and Falele just drop off dramatically, Linderbaum hasn't played like a pro bowler.
Yeah.
Voorhees has been kind of a disaster. Yeah. Stanley was an all-pro bowler last year. And he, yes, Nolan, yes, please.
No, I was going to let you finish. We're just waiting on Mike Harmon here. I was just going to chime in with the O-line thought. It seems to me, just watching this year, I mean, we know how bad they are, but I honestly, on a week-to-week basis, I can't recall many instances of them getting flagged. False starts, holding, anything. I mean, it might be to their benefit to actually start holding a little bit more. I mean, it's almost baffling that they're that bad performance-wise, but they're actually pretty clean in terms of penalties. I could be wrong about that, but it feels like when they get a drive that stalls out, it's not because of a penalty. But
yeah, well, they're one of the best teams in the league, Nolan. Offensively, they're 26th. They've cut way down on penalties. Now LaFleur from Green Bay, he's complaining that Parsons gets held every play, and they know that the refs aren't going to call it every play, so they just hold him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's complaining about.
Well, hey, I mean, Ravens, you're thinking it's all hands on deck at this point. Yeah. Nobody's here to be a savior from a personnel standpoint. We still want to see something from Corey Bullock, but obviously there's something going on there that we just don't know about. But look, start holding. Falele, start. I mean, right. Like, again, they're going to get you.
You got to get his hands on somebody before you get hold.
Let me say this. I think I showed you the clip.
Mm-hmm.
The touchdown pass that likely caught, Falele held. He tackled the guy.
There you go.
And they didn't call it.
But to your point, I mean, they've been bad without being penalized. Where last year, first and 15.
Oh, they led the league in.
False starts and all this nonsense was killing drives. This year, they're just
and they were
not performing well.
backbreaking at times. I mean, how many times last year, as good as the offense was, Lamar would rip off a typical Lamar run, scramble, and pull off magic, and then you see that yellow indicator pop up on the TV, and you know
game,
it's coming.
Last game, we had two holding penalties back-to-back. You know,
the special teams, yeah.
And then Voorhees held the next play.
I guess I spoke too soon, because that was crucial, Voorhees. Yeah. I mean, that killed them on the final drive. Yeah. But, any shred of chance they had.
But to your point, I don't recall, you know, like some of those other wins.
But the O-line has been bad.
Yes.
And a regression across the board. And, I mean, Emory Jones Jr., they drafted knowing he was banged up, and you probably won't see him in full effect until 2026, and then back to the pass rush. I mean, we're Mike Green, I think we all agreed, 8 sacks.
Yeah.
Because he was natural. And we've seen he had a whiff on Rodgers last week, which would have been a sack. But Owe gave him nothing. They trade him to the Chargers. Ajabo, let's just say he's been a bust.
Big time.
Second round draft pick. Yep. Another one of these so-called steals. Barrack DaCosta, Van Noy's been hurt. Seems a little bit older than he was the previous two seasons.
Got 2 sacks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, where the pass rush. All right, offensive line, guys have sucked, but the pass rush, even worse than we anticipated. 2 years ago, the Ravens led the NFL in sacks and were among the best in the NFL in win rate. Last year, they were second in sacks. Okay, the win rate wasn't all that great, but sacks still. They counted. This year, they're bad across the board in that area.
Because, Bob, when you really look – because what we also talked about was, you know, we figured Hamilton would have, like, 4 sacks. Humphrey would have a couple. You know, the inside backers would have a sack or two. You know, Simpson's got 1.5, I think, something like that, and he only plays in dime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, the sack numbers, you know, and then the positive person will say – quarterback hits. They've got quarterback hits.
Ah, screw those quarterback hits.
I mean, what's really disappointing to me, I mean, it's the whole group, obviously, but then even Draymond Jones, who...
He's gone silent.
Again, even if he was producing well and stayed hot like he was right before the trade deadline, would that really solve all their problems? Not really. But 1.5 since arriving here. I mean, he's still got 4 weeks, but he had to hit 2 to get the draft pick compensation
flip, right?
To go from a 5th to a 4th or... whatever it was for Tennessee. So they're standing there screaming, come on, man, get going.
Well, plus the other thing with him, Nolan, is good quarterbacks get rid of the ball. Bad quarterbacks hang on to the ball, and that's when he got them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Things got so desperate. We were talking about Carl Lawson like he was Peter Boulware.
Yeah.
And it's
now an ex-Raven.
Always situational. Like, you knew going in against the Steelers that Rodgers was going to do what Vinny just said. We're going to get it out quick. I mean, he's actually hasn't been sacked that much this year. But when you do have a chance to get him, and there were the two,
oh, yeah.
Right? And I still, you mentioned the Mike Green one where he rolled over his back like it was a ninja movie or something. I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
And I think he completed a first down, didn't he?
Wasn't
it a first down completion?
I've seen that maybe from Big Ben. He would throw someone off his shoulders, but that was his calling card.
Yeah.
That's not Aaron Rodgers.
So two weaknesses that we addressed going into the year for the Ravens have turned out to be even worse than we anticipated.
Sounds like starting pitching, Bob.
Yeah, it's like the Orioles.
And the cupboard's bare for next year. You got Mike Green, you got Tavius Robinson, but he's not really a sack guy.
No.
Other than that, Van Noy, free agent, he's gone.
No idea what Matabike's status is.
Retired.
And it doesn't look promising. Ew, boy. Nope. And the O-line, Linderbaum, who knows?
Yeah, he's the only, like I said, I told you off air after we saw Travis show, Linderbaum's the only one that hadn't gotten signed.
So the Baltimore Ravens, disappointing year. We're coming up on the final, 3 weeks of 2025? And the highlight of the sports year of the three major teams that we cover here, Orioles, Terps, Ravens, the highlight is going to the Sweet 16 for the men. Derek Queen's buzzer beater against Colorado State. That turning out to be a highlight.
If we only knew.
Maybe the highlight. And that was way back before the NFL draft. The Orioles were in spring training. Anywho, we'll come back. Fun. Here's the highlight. Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over, followed by Thursday Night Football, Atlanta and Tampa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.